place where a separate building, I guess, with hay was kept.
Mm-hmm.
Was there a place in the barn, maybe upstairs, where you could keep it?
Well, that was called the hayloft.
The hayloft.
Over the barn.
Mm-hmm.
But then we had regular hay barns. Nothing was in it but hay.
Mm-hmm.
And then up in the loft, we called it, down under it, we had feed and corn and where the cows were milked and the calves were fed and so on.
What about a place where grain would be kept, like corn? Maybe?
Crib. Mm-hmm. Corn crib.
All right. Do people around here ever use the word granary or granary?
Yes, they have them today, but years ago they didn't have them.
Well,
silos, so to speak.
Right.
They put the grain in the silos.
Mm-hmm. Which of those pronunciations I said would you use, granary or granary?
Well, the granary, I think, is the more sophisticated word, but on the farm, they call them silos.
Okay.
Commercially, I think you call them granaries.
Right. All right. Do you remember seeing, I don't know if you see them nowadays or not, but after the farmer cut his hay, if he didn't bale it, he would just pile it up in a great big,
mm-hmm.
kind of
cone shape? Shack. Haystack.
I see. Do you still see those nowadays?
Mm-hmm. Few, not many. Not many. But there are some. You do see a few.
Do you know the word windrow?
Well, the granary, I
think. Yeah, I've heard it, but I don't know what it is. I think it's where they blow the hay in one row and then come back up and pick it up.
That's right. We call it a...
I can just say rake. Raked hay.
Raked.
Mm-hmm.
Could you use that as a verb? Did they say they're going to windrow the hay?
Or yeah, I guess you could.
Mm-hmm.
Or what we used to call it, raked hay. Now, I hadn't lived on a farm in a long time. I don't know what the new terms are.
All right. But since you've heard that word windrow, would you just say it for me?
Well, windrow hay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Around here, do you ever see a shelter for hay that just consists of maybe four poles and a
mm-hmm.
roof?
Mm-hmm.
You could put the hay under it.
That'd be a shed.
A shed for the hay. Okay, and this is just for pronunciation, but the place where the farmer lives, the dwelling, you'd call that his
home.
Or his.
We call it rake hay.
Just another common
name. I ain't lived on a farm in a long time. I don't know what
house.
Sure, okay. The plural of that, you'd say
mm-hmm.
three or four
houses.
Okay. Now, was there a special building where the cows were kept?
Yes. It was just the cow shed, we used to call that, but that was part of the barn.
Oh, I see. It was part inside
mm-hmm.
the barn?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about horses? Was there a special place for
them? Yes. That was just the horse sheds. We had, our barn had all these different rooms, so to speak.
I see.
And the cows and the calves and the horses were all kept in those places at night. Or when you put them up, you didn't. You put them out to pasture.
But that horse shed was part of the barn, too,
mm-hmm.
so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Where were the cows milked?
In the barn.
In the barn.
Had stalls made for each cow.
Were they ever milked outside?
Mm-mm.
Never were.
Ours weren't.
Okay.
They have been. Other people do. I've seen them out milking. But we always had a shed and put them in it, close the door.
Sure. Where do these other folks milk when they milk outside? What part of the barn? What area?
Well, I'd just say outside, just in the barn, or maybe out. I've seen them milking them out in the open.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about the place where you kept your hogs?
That's called a hog pen.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard of one around here that had a concrete floor?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why did it have a floor?
So they could clean it. The health rules, the health authorities saw to that. Used to, at the dairy, you just had the ground floor. But after all these specifications came along, they had to have concrete so they could keep them clean, which was, of course, the thing to do.
Yes, ma'am. You ever heard of a hog farm?
Yeah.
Was that the one with the concrete floor?
I would think so, yes.
And you would call it a
hog parlor.
Okay. Mm-hmm.